Disgraced Islamic scholar Tariq Ramadan convicted of rape by Swiss appeals court. By Simon Kent on September 10, 2024. A Swiss appeals court on Tuesday found Islamic scholar Tariq Ramadan guilty of rape and sexual coercion in a Geneva hotel 15 years ago, overturning last year's lower court acquittal. AFP reports the court said it annulled the judgment of May 24, 2023 and sentenced the former Oxford professor to 3 years in prison, two of them suspended. Swiss-born Ramadan, 62, is the grandson of the founder of the Islamist movement the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, and wrote his doctoral thesis on his ancestor. Named by Time magazine in 2004 among the 100 most influential people in the world for his influence on European Muslims, Ramadan has stirred controversy throughout his intellectual career. Alongside the now-concluded Swiss case, a Paris appeals court ruled in June this year Ramadan should be tried for raping three women between 2009 and 2016, a decision his lawyers have challenged. The scholar spent more than 9 months in pre-trial detention in 2018, but was released in November that year. Ramadan said he had not carried out a single act, behavior or sex act that was not discussed beforehand with the women despite allegations of slapping, choking, and non-consensual penetration by his many accusers. Ramadan was a professor of contemporary Islamic studies at Oxford University. He was banned from entering the United States by the George W. Bush administration in 2004 after it was alleged he donated to the Association to Succors Palestinian, ASP, Palestinian Relief Organization, from 1998 to 2002. The U.S. government considered the ASP a group that funded terrorism by giving some of their donations to the anti-Israel terrorist organization Hamas, which is proscribed in the U.S. Ramadan's supporters previously used social media networks to claim the sexual assault allegations were all part of a global Zionist plot, as Breitbart News reported. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.